This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The first time I met him, I knew I was in for something big, just from the look of it. And I was. Early days. We were sitting at the back of a pub in Newtown, straight pub, and I said something across the corner of the bar that made him laugh. And he turns to me, that big cheesy smile half lifting him towards me, and he says, "You know, I could grow old with you. I could really grow old with you." In the days before he died, I reminded him of this that had stuck so strongly in my mind. I told him that I thought that over the years we had grown old together. He laughed. "God, is that what I've done to you?" But the truth was, we had come that far. Just like an old married couple, we'd travelled through the falling in love, made ourselves a family and stayed together. And simply because we liked our lives this way. Together. We were equals and we lived in balance with one another. Oh, I know I was the old woman. But I liked that, because it meant that he was my old man. There was fear that as quickly as I might let him into my life and my heart, he'd be gone. He had a habit of whizzing through people's lives. I feared that every step deeper would be every step harder to face standing alone. The future was to be unknown, and that's all that feeds fear, is the unknown. See it, admit it, but don't let it stop you.
South of the border, down Mexico way.
He took me home the first summer to his people.
That's where they fell in love.
He was from Cabbage Tree Island on the Richmond River. I'm from Albury on the Murray. North and south, top and bottom. He was salt water, I was fresh. He was from the warm, I was from the cold. But the biggest difference was that he knew his land as his people's, not just where he grew up, but the land of his people since time. That land was part of who he was, part of his pride, a proud man of the Bundjalung Nation. To know him and for us to really be a couple, I had to know his land and his people. They're inseparable. And I suppose there was plenty for me to fear going into this community. But I wasn't afraid, nor feared. It threw me in, and I had to stand on my own 2 feet. But I was welcomed, cared for, and respected as the person their son and brother had brought home as his partner. And now he'd have to honour their acceptance of me. Besides, I hadn't broken any law. I came from the South, couldn't be related. The fact of my sex seemed to be overlooked, and I relished in my new role of daughter-in-law. I got to hear all the goss, and they were the best times.
You can get it if you really want. You can get it if you really.
Before we'd leave, he'd packed the car with what he thought we'd need, and I never knew what we had until we got there. All I had to do was pack my own clothes. It took as long for me to choose as it did for him to clean and pack the car and tidy the house ready for our return. He got this from his mother, just like the way he'd spread the sheets when he made the bed, like he was swimming across it. He'd mostly drive and it'd take us about 12 hours to get there. We had our dream car, a 1964 Holden EH station wagon, bench seats. Thankfully, despite his lead foot, it didn't go very fast, so I'd relax. And we'd stop here and there, and out had come the matching picnic set, the camera, the radio, and a blanket for my knees. And we'd have tea and cakes on the tailgate. And we'd be off again.
Come on, Nana!
Music, black music, joints, sex on the road, relatives to drop shoes off to. I'd just lay back and go with it all. His family by now were living off the island, in homes spread through the bush and amongst the cane fields. His mum, Dungudi woman, she'd had 11 kids. We'd camped down the back of hers and Lewis's, our own place, a place still called where Mark and Tim had camped, because we kept coming back. And there, under them big kookaburra trees, with the moon rising up over the river, you'd hear the night. It'd bring you things, and you felt blessed. And there'd be kids for days, laughing and silly business, fights and tempers, music, parties. But most of all, there'd be time. Time to sit and yarn with one another. You could relax. You'd hear stories and you'd learn. He died in Sydney at our place. We left in a Ford pickup, farewelled Newtown and crossed the bridge, heading north, going home. I packed the picnic set, but I didn't feel the excitement. We drove that line that he had gone all his life, up and down, between the two places that drew him. And we stopped at the same stops, had tea and cakes, and we passed them all on the way. Purfleet, Taree, Greenhill, Kempsey, Bucca, Yamba, and all in between to his own mob at Cabo. The driver, a black fella, married man. He showed his respect for us and cared, knowing the honour of taking a brother home. We yarned a lot, talked like men, and I told him about the best man that I had known, all the while him laying up over the back, listening and being with us. The driver showed his own pain. We'd reminded him of it. He'd lost his best mate some time back and hadn't thought about him for a while till now. And there really wasn't all that difference. For the first time, I'd be back there on my own. What would be their reaction to me? Would I cope? But I'd been shown to stand on my own two feet, and there was only warm love and respect for what had been endured. That night, we had a big party around the fire, all of us together. I still go to them, and they still come to me, 'cause we're family.
Bye. That's Electric Fields and Pulkopa, which means be happy on Joy 94.9, broadcasting live across Australia on SBS Digital Radio. That brings us to the end of our time this morning. Special thanks to Zachariah Fielding, Mark Nanop, Suri Simbad for sharing their stories, and to Tim Bishop for the award-winning My Man and Me, which you can find on SoundCloud. Music today by Electric Fields and Jesse Lloyd. Their EPs can be found on iTunes. Thank you so much for joining us this morning for this special hour showcasing the stories and music of queer Indigenous artists, leaders, and music. My name is Chris Tate. You're on Joy 94.9, live across Australia on SBS Digital Radio. Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.